On the fleet shuttle to Sierra Station, they took meals with the officers in the small wardroom.
What exactly is your area of expertise, Dr. Asperson?
Arhas allowed his mouth to quirk up at one corner, restrained amusement at the naivete of the young officer's question.
My degrees are in logical systems and substrate analysis.
Substrate?
Classified, I'm afraid.
Lieutenant, I believe you have duties forward.
The young officer looked to the lieutenant commander at the head of the table.
Oh, of course, sir.
He scurried out. The lieutenant commander wore no name tag. None of the officers aboard such a small ship wore them.
Sorry about that. We're not usually carrying civilians.
Of course. But you understand our situation.
Certainly. Only, I didn't recognize your firm's name.
Subcontractors. You know how it is. We used to work for the big firms, one and another of us, and then we struck out on our own. Got our first jobs as sub-subs, and now we're all the way up to subcontractors.
Must be hard, going out on your own after working for a big company.
It has been. But we're past wondering how we're going to pay the rent.
The officer smiled knowingly at the quality of the clothes they wore, the expensive cases they carried.
Imagine you are.
Not that it's easy profit. We're working harder than we used to, but it's for ourselves. And you, of course.
Of course.
At Sierra Station, they had no customs to pass. Nothing but a long walk down one arm of the station and out another. They did have an escort, ostensibly to ensure that they didn't get lost. Civilians did not wander the fleet sections of stations, especially stations this near the border, without an escort. With the comfortable ease of someone who had not intended mischief anyway, the team ambled along. Kosciusko's docking bay was actually a shuttle bay. Here, Arhas handed the contract cube to the ranking guard, who fed it into a cube reader.
I'll call over, sir, but it'll be at least 2 hours before a shuttle comes in. The pod's halfway over with an arriving officer, and the shuttle's already loaded with cargo. No room for you. And it's down at Orin 17 anyway.
No problem. Is there someplace to get a drink, meanwhile?
Not really. There's a food machine just down the corridor there between the toilets, but nothing really good.
He means nothing really edible. Station food service is supposed to replace those snacks before they turn green, but...
Well, we can call in for something. They deliver from Civ's side, but there's a fee.
That would be great. The ship we came in on was skewed 5 hours off station time by the last jump. And I, for one, would enjoy something. And if it's near a break for you...
No, thank you, sir. Here's the order list.
A bright-eyed young man escorted them from the docking bay.
Ever been aboard a DSR before?
No. Main station yards, a couple of cruisers, but no DSR.
Well, let me get you a ship chip.
The youngster touched a control panel, entering a sequence so fast that Arhas couldn't figure out the placement of sensors on the unmarked surface. Tiny disks rattled into a bin below the panel. Arhas looked at his, wondering how to activate it.
Voice activated. It'll project a route from your position to the location you name, for the low security areas, that is. If you need access to the high security areas, you'll have to get it reset. That'll be in ship admin, which it'll guide you to. I will. That's where you're going first. But any other time...
Thank you.
They spent the first several days looking over the inventory and discussing their plan with the senior technician, a balding master chief named Furlow.
I think headquarters has its head up its ass again. Rekeying all the weapons guidance codes? That assumes the people doing the job are competent and loyal. Not that I'm saying you aren't, but it's too big a job to go without hitches.
You're probably right, but I'm not going to pass up a contract. It's how we make a living.
Yes, well... I know you've got clearances from transcendent deities or something, but on my watch, these weapons are my responsibility, and I'll have one of my people with you.
Of course. We don't want any misunderstandings either. This is the protocol we were sent. I'm assuming you have the other part.
Yes, sir, I do.
The chief took Arhas's version and peered at it.
Discussing a waste of time, but it'll work. How long did you tell him it would take?
5 minutes per weapon, an hour to retool between types. That's what it took on the racks they mocked up for us to bid on. We were 1 minute faster than the next fastest on each, and a solid 10 minutes faster in retooling. Then, when they had us work on a patrol craft, we were able to work that fast even in tight situations. We weren't told what your inventory was, of course. We're just supposed to do it until it's done. Then when the other ships return from deployment, we'll do theirs as well.
I imagine that there weren't many people that wanted to spend a standard year or more out here in Sector 14.
Not that many. Fleet had a lot of contracts to hand out for this work, and most of them were either bigger, smaller, or in more popular places. We happened to fit the profile for this one, and we performed well in the test series.
Huh. Well, you've got your work cut out. We store the weaponry for all of Sector 14. There's no rear supply depot out here because of security concerns. Sierra Station gets a fair bit of civilian traffic, and we know some of its Bloodhord agents.
We'd better get started then, hadn't we?
The chief still didn't move.
Not gonna be that easy. This thing is big, but it's not big enough to hold inventory like that in convenient arrays. Weapons and guidance systems are stored separately, and since the guidance systems are compact, we've squirreled them away wherever they'd fit. It's not anything like the way you've worked on that patrol ship. At least we have an automated system. Let me show you some video.
He ran his hand over the control panel on his desk, and a display came up on the wall. Racks rose from the deck to the overhead, the familiar pattern of automated inventory systems controls along the vertical rails.
That's one of the inventory bays in which guidance systems are stored. Because the guidance systems are small, and most of the time we're not restocking the warships, we fit them in by size, not by type.
So we're going to have to go through there and pull them out one at a time?
Not quite that bad. One rack at a time, though. Now, this bay right now has...
The chief flicked another control that brought up a display on his desk.
8,264 ASAC 32 modules. But they're on at least 8 different stacks, and I bet that someone has moved at least a few of them when restocking other goods and hasn't bothered to update the file.
Won't your automated system do that?
The chief wobbled his hand in the age-old gesture.
So-so. High-security items have a tracer that sounds off if they're removed from that hole, but not if they're moved a few meters. We just spent all our time rekeying the tracers. We're always having to move things in and out.
So you know they're in there, and you probably know where most of them are, but...
But not all. Which is why it's a stupid idea, thought up by someone who's never seen a big repair inventory. I hope they're paying you a daily allowance and not by piece, or you're going to be here forever and earn nothing.
Arhas wasn't sure that prospect would bother the chief, but it certainly bothered him. He had worried that the job wouldn't take long enough, that he'd have to stretch it out, that they wouldn't need to wander over enough of the ship to find the self-destruct. Instead, they would be here far too long, and although they'd have wide access, they might be too busy to use it.
I wonder if someone leaked this problem to Baran Hing and Company, and that's why they didn't bid on this job.
He watched the chief's face. No flicker, but... someone had to have leaked it.
At least we're getting a per diem. But it's gonna be a bitch.
Arhas eyed his partners and gave a meaningful glance at the gray cylinder on the table between them. Fleet would expect them to disable the simpler scans of their compartment. Arhas had not concealed the device. Now he turned it on. Telltales blinked hotly. It had detected signals it could not fog. He'd expected that. Right now, it was important for Fleet to think its more delicate scans worked here. What lay concealed within the familiar cylinder, under the Morin Company seal, was for later use, and more private conversations. His partners would know that, and would interpret what he said in the light of the caution now necessary.
We have a problem.
Arhas quickly repeated the chief's explanation of the way weapons guidance systems were stored on Kosciusko.
It's going to take a lot longer than we thought. It might be better to start with the weapons on the warships, since they're in the arrays we know.
But our contract states that we should begin with the DSR.
Yes, but they didn't tell us the whole story. With this arrangement, there'll be a lot of dead time. We'll be waiting around while they figure out where some of the weapons are. I'm considering whether to discuss a restructuring of the whole job.
It would be difficult with a signed contract. He would have to prove that Fleet had not provided necessary information. He wasn't sure he could trust that Chief Furlow to give evidence if it came to that.
Suggestion?
Go ahead.
Why not split the team and send some of them over to the larger warships? That way, the man hours lost in dead time won't be as great.
Possibly. In fact, that's a good idea. We won't have to worry about them.
Noticing anything he didn't say, but Gori's upward twitch of eyebrow meant he'd understood exactly what Arhas didn't say.
We don't look like whiners, we get the job done faster, and we're here to show that our top people cope with the unexpected.
Arhas thought it over, liking the idea better every moment. The one thing they'd worried about was having one of their own people notice something. Yet the fleet contract had required a larger team. This way, he got rid of those bright, inquisitive minds in a way that could cast no suspicion on the partners.
Good, then. I'll speak to the Admiral's office. If we're sending people off, we need to do that before we leave Sierra.
The Serrano Legacy, Once a Hero, is continued on the next CD.